We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Girls will be allowed in the Cub Scouts. We've got the story.
Rose Hill woman in Silver Alert still missing. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Dan O'Neill. An official says the state works to find missing foster children.
The major decision expected from President Trump on Friday. I'm ABC's Linda Lopez. That story coming up.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. We go from one extreme to the other. Very cool air that moved in earlier this week to now more summer-like temperatures today. Our forecast is on the way.
The Boy Scouts of America has announced it will allow girls into the Cub Scouts program starting in 2018. The decision to allow girls participation was unanimously approved by the organization's board of directors. The decision could open scouting up to hundreds of thousands of girls. Chief Scout Executive Michael Serbaugh says the choice to admit girls will be up to local Cub Scout packs.
As soon as we bring young women in, we want to make sure that our individual volunteer leaders at the pack level, that they're prepared. That they also need to make decisions as to whether they will remain an all-boy pack or if they would have girls and boys involved.
Search continues for a Rose Hill woman featured in a Silver Alert. 86-year-old Dixie Adair was last seen Monday morning leaving the Kansas Star Casino near Mulvane. Butler County Undersheriff Tony Wilhite tells KSN News an air search was conducted yesterday.
The Kansas Highway Patrol Air Unit flew routes as best they could figure from Miss Adair's residence to here and on into Oklahoma, the Kansas-Oklahoma border.
The search did not turn up anything. A photo of Adair and her car may be found in the news story on our webpage at knssradio.com.
A man was hospitalized after he was hit by a car in a parking lot in southeast Wichita. Police officer Charlie Davidson says it happened Tuesday afternoon at a Dillon's grocery near Harry and Webb. Driver of the SUV was a woman who had just finished shopping at the store.
A 29-year-old female was driving through a parking lot and struck a 78-year-old male who was walking near the gas pumps. The male was transported to an area hospital in critical condition. The Wichita Police Department accident follow-up investigators and critical accident team members responded.
The woman who hit the man remained on the scene after the accident.
A top state official says Kansas works to find missing foster care children swiftly.
The comments come after legislators expressed outrage after learning during a committee meeting Tuesday that more than 70 foster children are missing. Department for Children and Family Secretary Phyllis Gilmore said Wednesday that many missing children are located quickly and returned to their foster homes. Department officials and foster care contractors noted that the percentage of foster children who are missing is about 1%. That's in line with the national figure for foster children who are runaways. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
23 deaths are now connected to the devastating wildfires in Northern California. Thousands of buildings have been lost. Many of them were homes.
Using a rake, Ivan Ayers is sifting through his childhood home, looking for anything that's still recognizable.
Photos do no justice at all to really when you're here and you hear the sounds and the smells and really getting your feet a foot in ash and realizing that's every photo of you as you grew up, you know, and they're all gone.
His parents left the house in a hurry as flames came racing through, unable to grab much. And now with so many people still missing, the sheriff here worries more bodies will be found in the remains of these homes. Alex Stone, ABC News, Santa Rosa, California.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
We have another elimination game in Major League Baseball playoffs action tonight to see who makes the Final Four. We'll have a preview coming up in sports.
President Trump ready to announce his decision on the Iran nuclear deal. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now. 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. President Trump is expected to make his decision on the Iran nuclear deal known Friday.
The president may have already made his decision, but telling Fox's Sean Hannity, he wasn't willing to reveal it just yet.
I know exactly what I'm going to do, but I can't give it away tonight. But I'm going to be announcing it very shortly.
But he was standing firm on his criticism of the Obama-era plan.
It's a very bad deal. I'm not saying anything different tonight than I have been saying for 2 years.
He's expected to decline to certify the deal and kick the matter of sanctions against Iran to Congress. On Capitol Hill, even some Republicans originally critical of President Obama's plan, urging the president to stay in and enforce it. Linda Lopez, ABC News.
SpaceX successfully launched its second rocket in as many days last night along Florida's Space Coast.
Liftoff from Florida's Kennedy Space Center at 6:53 p.m. Hundreds watched from the observation platform as the flaming white Falcon 9 rocket raced through the sky, this one carrying an EchoStar 105 communications satellite into orbit. 8.5 minutes later, the first stage booster landed on a floating platform in the Atlantic Ocean. Monday, SpaceX successfully launched and landed a Falcon 9 from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. Tony Marino, ABC News, Orlando, Florida.
This is Fire Prevention Week in Wichita. Fire Lieutenant Jose Ocady says there are activities planned every day this week.
Thursday, we'll be taking out our mobile prevention experience, our fire safety house, to a couple schools to teach them about the importance of smoke rises, get low and go. Friday, we will be throughout the city installing smoke alarms.
This year's theme is Every Second Counts, plan two ways out. 7:09 now, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock with Steve and Ted here on a Thursday morning. Jad, taking a look at traffic. He's over there munching on birthday cake right now. Yeah. Jad's birthday today.
That's right.
Right, Jad.
Sure am.
Okay, sorry.
We've got out in traffic right now. Traffic volume's picking up in the Wichita area, but so far, not seeing it really slowing things down too badly out there, all things considered. The gasoline price in Wichita this morning still around $2.25 a gallon. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
All right, the KNSS Storm Tracker 3 forecast now with Kansas Today meteorologist Katie Western. Good morning, Katie.
Hey, good morning, guys.
You know, it's one of those days where being a meteorologist is kind of a, how shall I put it, unchallenging thing to do. This weather's been fantastic.
Hey, yeah, I've been enjoying it just as much as anybody else has the past couple of days. Yesterday was gorgeous. I had my windows open, the AC off. It was phenomenal.
Yeah, today we're going to warm up a little bit, but yesterday, wow, you're right. No wind out there to blow us around, no severe weather, and it was just a very, very pleasant day.
Right, yeah, things start to change a little bit today. The winds will be picking up out of the south. It'll be about 15 to 25 miles per hour. Because of that, that will warm us up quite a bit. So we hit 67 yesterday, but today we'll be topping off right around 80 in Wichita.
Now we're looking at, of course, the weekend just knocking on the door here. We've got Friday Night Football coming up tomorrow night. What do you think?
Friday Night Football, I think, should be fine. It'll still be, you know, warm and a little breezy and everything, but I think we'll stay quiet. We're not looking at storm chances to start until maybe late Friday night, but more so Saturday evening. We actually already have a risk for severe weather in place. We're going to have to pay attention to Saturday.
So today's, what's the forecast for today then?
Today, again, just lots of sunshine, 80 degrees, and just some gusty south winds. Not a bad Thursday.
All right. Thank you, Katie. That's the KNSS Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Katie Western. Right now, partly cloudy, 51 degrees. We have a southeast wind at 12 miles per hour. The fires. Oh, wow. These very virulent, aggressive fires in Northern California are taking their toll. And this morning, we have Jason Nathanson live with us in Santa Rosa. Good morning, Jason.
Yeah, good morning. There's a red flag fire warning for today as there's more fear that the winds might pick up and whip these flames around. Yesterday, those winds did not materialize, at least not in the way that some had feared, and overnight the fire kind of died down a little bit. We haven't had a recent update from Cal Fire as to what the total acreage is right now, standing this morning in total containment, but I can tell you that one of the major fires here in Santa Rosa, the one that was so deadly and so destructive, is about 10% contained now, with a chance of maybe fighting that a little more aggressively today.
Well, 10%. Now, we've seen, what, 3,500 homes and businesses burned down, and what's the the fatality toll right now is, what, 26, I believe?
Right now it stands at 23 confirmed fatalities, and they think that that might go up because there are still reports of hundreds still missing. They've accounted for, there were over 600 reports of people missing. They accounted for about 300 of those, so they're still checking into the other 300. And that might just be a matter of finding people, not necessarily that that many people might be dead somewhere out there. But there is still so much of this damage that they haven't been able to go through. And as they start to go through a lot of these homes, you know, they've been focused on trying to fight the fire and get people out. Now they're going to go in to try to, you know, go through some of these scenes. And when they do, undoubtedly, they're probably going to find more bodies.
So what do you see in there, Jason? With your own eyes, you're seeing what we see on video, and that is just, it looks like devastation for block after block, like a big bomb hit or something, huh?
Yeah, it's one of those things that as bad as the pictures are, it's so much worse when you see it, when you're actually standing in the middle of it, not only because of what you're seeing, but, you know, just the whole taking in the total scene. The air around you is still just filled with acrid smoke. You see this total devastation in front of you, which is just heartbreaking. And you know that most of the people haven't had a chance to come in and see what they've lost. They don't know. They've assumed, but they don't know what they've lost or what they can possibly salvage. Some of the people have been lucky. They've been come in and been able to dig through, find a wedding ring here or there. I know one man found his dog tags, which were really so important to him. But most people have not had the chance to come in and see what they can find and salvage.
And the long-term economic impact, which is going to be devastating with so many businesses and even a couple of wineries have burned up, right?
Huge. It's going to be in the billions. I mean, maybe even, I can't even tell you how high. And the impact of tourism is huge. I got a chance to drive all around the Napa Valley yesterday and look at the destruction. Several wineries just burned to the ground. Several vineyards, fields are, you know, just gone and decimated. And the ones that are still there, they're sitting in smoke, and they're going to be sitting in smoke for weeks to come.
Ooh.
And anybody who knows, you know, if you're a barbecue fan, you know smoke sticks to things.
Yeah.
And it's hard to get off, and it flavors everything. And you can't, you just can't process smoky grapes. Mm-hmm. It's not going to make very good wine. So, and that's going to, that impacts the economy of these people here who've already lost so much, and they're going to lose money on top of it.
All right, Jason. Hey, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it. ABC News correspondent Jason Nathanson, live in Santa Rosa, California, where the fire there is just, it only 10% contained in his area right there. Just devastating fires in Northern California. 7:15 now, Steve and Ted. A beautiful day across Kansas Tuesday. Wichita's high temperature yesterday, 67. Normal high for the date is 72. And as we said, a big day for Jad Chambers having a birthday today, and he's going to celebrate by probably doing very little. Right, Jad?
Well,
going to knock back, get in the hammock, the whole
no,
thing.
No, probably get home, mow my lawn.
Yeah. The exciting life of of the radio personality, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, happy birthday to you. We appreciate
thank you
being here on your birthday, and we'll try to make it as pleasant for you as possible.
I'm sure you'll do everything you can.
We'll make sure that Ted behaves himself, right?
Yeah.
Babysat last. Is that nice? Babysat. We were able to, Shelly and I, spend some time with our granddaughter, Sammy Jo, who is five. And we were over there taking care of her last night. Her mom and dad, my son and his wife, Shannon, celebrating their 20th wedding anniversary by going out to have a fine deep meal. And so Shelly and I got to sit out, get out on the floor there and play with Sammy Jo. With the little figurines and stuff. We had a good time.
Very nice.
And before we went over there, Ted, we stopped in for a little pizza, a little hoagie, and a little Sarah salad at our good friend Pizza John's.
Hello.
What an evening.
Huh? Yeah, that's a win-win right
there. No kidding. Who else? Oh, Bill Roy had a – Bill and Gretchen had a wedding anniversary yesterday,
yes,
too. We have to ask Bill about that coming up. But, yeah, Pizza John's had a wonderful evening there. How can you beat that? Got all the bases covered there.
Every time I leave – Pizza John's, I'm pretty happy.
Well,
I've had a taste.
I was good and full.
Had a really
too.
Good pizza.
Good and full. All right, coming up on 7:18 with Steve and Ted, and sports time with Ted Woodward. We got sports to talk about. We got several. We got baseball. We got basketball. Lots of stuff going on right now, right?
Ted? Yep. And baseball, we've got five teams left competing for the World Series. The Cleveland Indians were eliminated last night after a 5-2 loss to the New York Yankees, losing the last three games of that series. Yankees advance to play for the American League pennant. Tonight, we have a deciding Game 5 in the National League between the Chicago Cubs, the defending World Series champions, and the Washington Nationals. Washington won in Chicago at Wrigley Field 5-0 yesterday on a cold, rainy day to tie that series up at two games apiece. The last game deciding Game 5 is tonight in the nation's capital. Nationals-Cubs live coverage begins at 6:30 this evening. Game will start at about 7 o'clock. Listen live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Pro basketball in the NBA, Andrew Wiggins, the former Kansas Jayhawk, has signed a 5-year extension with the Minnesota Timberwolves that will pay him $150 million.
Wow.
Andrew Wiggins getting ready for a big season.
So much more to accomplish. You know, the main goal this year, make this year perfect, you know, have a playoff run. You know, going to playoffs and surprise people, you know, because we're here. We have a great team, a lot of key players towards the team. So this is a big year for us.
Wiggins averaged 24 points a game last season. He's only 22 years old. Huge contract right there. JUCO volleyball. Cowley College is ranked number 6 in the nation. They won again last night at home, sweeping Fort Scott's 3-0. 10 wins in a row for Cowley Volleyball. They're now 29-4 on the season, ranked in the top 10. Sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS. How about a nice prize package for one of our listeners right here? I've got two bags of Prairie Fire coffee. I've got a Prairie Fire travel mug. And I'm giving you a $20 gift card to Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers. $40 gift prize right there. How about caller number 4? Call me now at 869-1330.
That's great weather for drinking. Well, it's always good weather for drinking Prairie Fire coffee, right, Ted?
No doubt.
You know what we say? You know, if you don't drink Prairie Fire coffee at work, your boss doesn't love you, right? 719 now, make it 720, Stephen Ted. Keep it up for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Democrats turning on Hillary after Harvey Weinstein, or over Harvey Weinstein. Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Now let's find out what's going on with the Kansas City Chiefs. It's our Minute with Mitch, brought to you by Rusty Eck Ford.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.